It's Nick, Jess and Darko. Welcome to the podcast.
Darko, I'm going to throw a challenge at you, mate. What kind of music would you use if you were going to go pole dancing?
Oh.
Please don't play Pony.
Oh, damn.
I hate Pony. Oh, do something else.
Anything but Pony.
Anything but Pony, Darko.
I thought Pony would be like...
It's been done to death. Give me something new.
Okay.
Well, more creative
this
than
is
that.
A bit. This is a bit more creative. You've got to think. It's a bit more of a loose reference.
Is it interpretive?
Yes.
I love it.
So think about, I'm pole dancing. Remember me, Darko.
No.
I love this. Yeah. You know why? Because I picture him wearing like a tradies belt.
Yeah.
And it has 10 penises on it.
Yeah.
No, 9 penises.
Yes.
And one's his
real.
Actual penis.
And, you gotta pick
and then he throws out all the penises.
Yeah. Like
and
instead of where's Wally, where's Willy?
Free Willy, am I right?
Guys, this would be a great business for me.
I love that. Yes. And then yeah. For your next act, yeah. You're dressed as a pea.
Just want to get it on the air.
And then what do you dance to?
And then I dance to this.
I see him twerking to this.
Oh, yeah. My
with
out.
His butt cheeks as painted as peas.
Yes, a pea on each cheek.
A pea on each cheek.
And then the sausage in the middle. Sausage
that's
and
right.
Peas, bangers
right.
And mash.
Bangers and mash. Meat and two veg.
Now can you play Pony for me? Because I want you to picture something.
Okay, I'm actually going to get Pony. Hold on. We're just all talking amongst ourselves. The system is loading.
Dun, 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 dun. I already talked about Usher being at the strippers today. Are you going to talk about that again?
Mm.
Oh.
All right, now, dark club, kind of red and blue lighting.
Yeah.
I want you to picture.
Red and blue lighting? What strip clubs do you go to?
Oh, yeah, just strobe lights. Can't see anything.
What color are you using?
I don't know. I picture, like, some sort of silvery, I don't know, to make the buns twinkle. Red and blue seems very coppy.
Look, I'm not just trying to pretend as though I'm some fatherly figure here, but I haven't been to a strip club for some time.
Are there red and blue lights?
I think it's just strobe lights and dark. I don't know.
Mainly
every
dark.
Every time I'm
mainly
there, I can't
darkness.
Say I recall.
Sorry, yeah. I'm yeah. There, yes.
All right, so close your eyes
yep.
And picture now on the pole a pasta.
Huh?
And I don't mean like fettuccine. I mean like P-A-S-T-O-R.
Like a man of God.
Well, he'd be doing the dance to...
Or DJ Albin's yes. Sing Hallelujah. Yeah.
This is what he'd be dancing to.
So this has actually happened in the States. It is a woman instead of a man, but she is a pastor. And she said that it is something that she keeps from her pastorship. I don't know what she calls the people who she
her
speaks
flock.
To. Her flock. Because when she was 45, she wanted to do something a little bit saucy with her life. And she started taking up pole dancing classes. Apparently had to do the introductory course twice because she wasn't very good at it.
Wow.
But then started loving it so much, she started teaching her teenage daughters. They started loving it. And then she hired out a place with 5 poles. And now she is a pole dance instructor while still being a pastor.
Shepherding the flock.
Yes. But as a part of her advertising, I guess, she has magnets on the side of her car saying where she's from.
Oh, yes.
But when she gets to the church, she takes the magnets off her car.
Puts them in the trunk.
But then what if someone has seen her out working one night who goes to her church?
Oh, yes.
So they sees her out one late night doing the thing on the pole and then goes to church and is like, Pastor Josie, is that you?
But I guess that person shall not cast thy stone because they were also...
Getting involved in the naughtiness.
Yeah, so they can't judge.
Oh.
No stones to be cast.
No stones to be cast. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I've read the Bible.
Have you?
Nah.
What's your favourite chapter and verse?
I've seen
Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ.
I know a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even need the subtitles. I mean, who doesn't speak Aramaic?
We love a side hustle. No judgment. Thank
no
you, Pastor
judgment.
Joan.
Get on the pole, baby.
10 fat sausages.
Finish this sentence for us. I love my kids, but... Because hopefully by now... First day back at school after the student free day yesterday, they're out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And
dropped them off and you've breathed a sigh of relief.
Yes. Thank God they're gone.
Yeah,
seriously.
Open them up after the 2 weeks. What did you do for those 2 weeks? With 2 3-year-olds, I'm staring down the barrel of what you do for that 2 weeks. Yeah. And then like 5 at the end of the year, what do you do?
And particularly this break at this time of year, because you've got Easter in the middle as well.
Yeah.
So you get that real sugar high. Some of my friends were saying the other day they're still trying to hide the Easter chocolate because their kids ravaged it and went mental for like 3 days. Yeah. But there's still so much left over.
Yeah.
So they're finding all these new sneaky places to hide the leftover chockies.
We've still got stuff from all the Easter egg hunts that the 3-year-olds did.
Yeah.
You know, they can't have much without going a little bit crazy.
Yes.
And so you've just got to eke it out very, very slow. You can have half of the ears of the bunny today if you do such and such.
Half the ears of the bunny.
They're big bunnies.
And the ears are the best children. Part. They are little children.
Yeah.
Your house sounds so fun.
Mate of mine who's got boys, 6 and 8, said that for the school holidays, they decided to make what they've called a Lego demolition derby. And what they do is they try and construct the strongest Lego cars that they can and like heavy ones. And then from opposite ends of the hallway, they just throw them at each other.
Brilliant.
And so that they collide and see which one survives.
Oh, like Robo Wars.
Yeah, pretty much.
just less sophisticated
version. Less sophisticated. Yeah. That's amazing. How long do they spend constructing the cars and how long do they break them?
I don't know. He didn't say like if there was a time limit on them.
I was going to say, it sounds like a very clever activity to give the children because if that's like hours of building the cars, they'd be doing that quietly and, you know, be preoccupied for a while.
Yeah. Well, he said that the younger kids started getting frustrated because the older one worked out that if he used light pieces of Lego that were kind of on stilts, it would just bounce over the top of the heavy one that the younger one was building.
This is a physics lesson.
It is, isn't it?
And then the big one would just eventually careen into the wall and then break up and be like, yeah, I won with my light stilt car.
Amazing.
Right, because school is back now, I mean, it's almost like a parent's hotline.
Yeah. Absolutely. You've dumped the kids but school.
Yeah.
Mm. I love my kids, but please don't do a Lego demolition derby.
Yeah.
And don't come on saying like, oh, I love them, I miss them already.
No one, don't lie to us. No. But Carly's in Mount Hutton. Good morning, Carly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Finish the sentence. I love my kids, but...
Please stop bickering.
Oh, when they're both home at the school holidays, Carly, is it just cats and dogs?
Oh, and it's over trivial stuff. It'll literally be they're laying on the lounge and one of them will say, his blanket brushed my leg. Or if they're colouring in, it will be his pencil's looking at me. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven.
That's a great one.
Cassie in Shoal Bay. Finish the sentence. I love my kids, but...
It's time to go back to school.
Okay.
Okay.
Just straight up leave the house.
Oh, hi, the defeat in Cassie's voice.
Yeah.
I actually tried to send my son back to school yesterday. I rang his transport and said, why aren't you here to pick him up? And they said, oh, it's a pupil free day. I said, no. I said, he's at a private school. I said, you know, they don't have pupil free days. He's going back today. And they're like, no, sorry, he's not.
Oh, wow.
Good try, though.
Thank you, Cassie. Lisa's in Gateshead. Lisa, finish the sentence. I love my kids, but...
They talk too much.
How old are they, Lisa?
11 and 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk too much to each other or to you or just in general?
Oh, to me. I hear Mum 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be praising the Lord the school's back.
Oh, I am so excited. whining for in the holidays.
What's the best question they've asked you, Lisa?
Oh, I wouldn't know, to be honest.
Yeah, she's blocked
too many.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
Simone's in Raymond Terrace. I love my kids, but...
Thank God I'm back at work.
I feel as though this has been very therapeutic.
Yeah,
I think so.
Parental therapeutic hotline. And Maddie in Raymond Terrace, finish us off. 13 10 60. I love my kids, but...
I'm so glad I don't have to clean my house 7 times a day.
Oh. 7 times a day.
Hallelujah. What kind of mess are they making, Maddie?
Oh, just everything from food on the floor to Lego everywhere. That stuff hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lego on the floor.
Lego on the floor, yeah.
I mean, Lego Masters is back now. Maybe they can learn to build something proper.
Like a tinier-ridden shower, I think households with Lego need to have thongs on at all times.
It's just horrendous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like a tinier-ridden shower there.
Like a tinier-ridden shower.
And Maddie, how about...
It's that time of the week that one of us shares something we are doing, thinking or saying, and we get to judge whether they are weird or not. 13 10 60, hit family if you'd also like to judge. If you make it on the radio show, you could win a trip to the Gold Coast with Get On The Air to Get In The Air. But Gillo, you're a big weirdo.
That started today. Thank you, Patricia from Rutherford.
Gillo.
Okay. This is when I'm on platforms like Spotify or YouTube, and we all know that they're getting very good at working out what you've done in the past and then presenting with you for some new stuff because they never want to get you off the app.
They think they know us.
Yeah.
I know what you like.
Yeah. Now, I actually
Spotify does select some great daily playlists, I may add.
Right?
I love a good...
We Be Vibin'?
Yeah.
I like We Be Vibin'.
Daily playlist still 1, 2 or 3, you know, just go with one of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not We Be Vibin'. Nah. Okay.
No. Go a little bit diverse with your daily playlist 6.
Oh, I mean, that's risky
Who
territory.
Who has enough time in the day to get to 6?
Okay, so I think you're with me here. Mm. And I agree, I love some of the things that they come up with.
Yeah.
So, here's what I do. If I'm on YouTube or Spotify... And I want to listen to something either for work or just randomly that I think is off-brand for me. And I don't want to go down that path. So maybe I'm researching a song that I don't necessarily like, but I'm going to do a parody to it.
Or like Booker when she released that song from Married at First Sight. You don't want that in your algorithm.
I don't want that in my algorithm.
Right.
I'll first search on another platform so that I can find that exact same song or story or something like that so that it won't screw up my algorithm when I come back to Spotify and it's not giving me some Booker tracks.
In your daily mixes.
In my daily mixes.
Right.
Okay, so the
and if it's not on there, then I'll put it on a private session in Spotify. And I don't know yet if that makes it go into my algorithm or not.
What's
but it
a private
still does.
Session on Spotify?
So you know how if you follow you can see what they're listening to at that time. You can just go into their thing and see what they're listening to.
Oh my God, Angus got busted listening to Kelly Clarkson because of this. Yeah. One of his mates literally messaging being like, why are you listening to Low on repeat? He's like, great song.
He was just feeling it. You know,
he was just feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can just go up to the top menu, pull it down and say, I want to do this in a private session and you can listen to that as much as you want.
Without prying eyes.
Yeah. I'm going to do more private.
So I want to know, am I weird for going to different platforms to look for the same thing so I don't screw up my algorithm on the big platforms?
All right, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Weird. Not weird. Oh, no, I get
too
it.
Too much effort to go to
I
for
I have
it.
Been busted, Ducko. You know I don't pay for any of my streaming services. Yeah. So I've got like Angus's Netflix on my phone. I got Ash's Stan on my phone. But Ash has busted me before being like, you're screwing up my algorithm because it's like I'm watching hers.
Yeah.
So she's getting recommended things.
Yes.
We've got very different taste in film and
like
TV.
Yours is just B-movie.
Legit. Everything is like, would you like to watch B-movie again? And she's like, I don't want to watch B-movie. So I get it. The shame of other people. I get it. It is more effort, but I get it.
I think it's different for streaming platforms as opposed to audio platforms because you listen to audio probably so much more and at different times. Eventually, the algorithm won't take too long to correct itself again. You can push Booker out pretty quick.
It takes some time, though.
But it's such effort to go somewhere else to find the song. I pay for Spotify Premium. I've got it on my phone. It's there. I'm not going to not use it.
No, but then it'll be like on your release radar. That comes back quite a bit.
Listen to the release radar.
Wait, just, is that your end of year thing?
No.
What's release radar?
So somebody who you've listened to, whether recently or in the past, has released something new.
Well, I get my release radar from Hit 106.9. That's just me, though.
Oh, yes, me too.
Because you're a great employee.
Yes, thank you very much.
Who's bringing up Spotify on commercial radio, by the way?
I know.
I've just heard about it.
That's not killing
our
industry.
And I've heard that it's not good.
That's not great.
Yeah.
It's like when emails came out for the post office.
Exactly the same.
Occasionally you see something and go, yes, they've finally heard the calls of many, many people around Australia to do something, to change something that is fundamentally wrong in Australia. And then you see what they've done to try and do that and just shake your head and wonder, how did we go down this path? That is exactly what's happened with the new campaign that's been released by the federal government to try and introduce thoughts of consent, safe, healthy, consensual relationships within schools. Now, they've released a series of videos, which on the surface have some really, really good messages. So a lot of these videos talk about stop, ask, listen. Really, really basic parameters about how you can conduct really safe, healthy, consensual relationships. And that seems great. But then you see the videos that they've released to go alongside these, and they are some of the most confused, like cutesy.
Yeah.
It's laughable, isn't it?
Weirdly metaphorical videos.
Is it trying to be funny? It looks like it's trying to be comical.
Oh, even the voiceover, I think, is inappropriate. Like the person they've chosen.
Yeah, and the acting is very melodramatic. It's over the top, deliberately. You can see that.
Yeah, for such a strong message that the conversation around the epidemic of sexual assault and harassment in this country has been ticking along, particularly in 2021. Mm. Finally, we're getting some education. We're getting a response from the government. And then this is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Chanel Contos, who we spoke to a few weeks ago on the show, was just like, we need to change the language within the schools so people understand this very, very clearly, because a lot of the problem here is not internally people's personalities are wrong, it's just they're not armed with the information. Okay, so I'm going to play some of this video for you, and I want you to guess before I tell you how old the audience is for what they're going to do. So this is when they're talking about consent. This is the stop, ask, listen video when they're using a taco metaphor for some reason. Yeah. See if you can work out what they're trying to say.
But we can't simply take what we want from another person. Consider this taco. This taco has no opinion about whether or not you eat it. It was not secretly hoping to go to university. Or was it? No, it wasn't. Because a taco is an object.
What?
Okay, so it starts off with the line, you can't just take something from another person, and then you see a taco, and it's just like, oh, it must be someone else's taco.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was just a taco sitting on a table. And
that
they
he's
don't...
now a put a personality on and wants to go to university.
Yeah.
And is taco a metaphor? Like, you know what I mean? Are they trying to...
What are they trying to do?
Yeah. But then it doesn't address later, you know, why the taco may or may not have wanted to go to university other than the fact that it's an object.
Seriously?
Okay. So I thought, because they said that this curriculum is going to be for children as young as six to
it's
try and develop
school.
Safe, healthy relationships. Right. These videos are for year 10 and above.
Great.
Which is so upsetting. Yeah. 16 to 18-year-olds?
The prime age. Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What? This is when we need to be using very clear language. If you can't name the problem and use adult and appropriate language, where are we ever going to see change in our young people?
Yeah. Be honest with them.
Seriously, you mentioned Chanel, who we did speak to, and it's that whole idea of like even some women who have now come to realise that they were victims of sexual assault, even rape. Couldn't name it at the time.
Yeah.
So now using taco euphemisms or metaphors or this really grey language, how are we addressing the problem?
But you could even maybe, if we were to be generous here, maybe use metaphors like a taco if they made sense.
If it made sense!
Now I'm going to take you on a wild ride here with the next video in the series, which is trying to use two people sitting down at a table, each with their own milkshake that they've got themselves, to try and illustrate this journey of what respect and respect within a relationship involves. Have a listen to this. There is no like visual that will help you understand this. Seeing the visual does not help. This goes for a little bit. It goes for nearly a minute, but have a listen and see if you can work out what's happening.
To cross into the action zone, both people must agree.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Yes, I do.
Is it better than yours?
No, I think I prefer mine.
But what happens when one person takes action without an agreement?
You do, huh? Well, drink it. Drink it all.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
This is what we call moving the line. When a person imposes their will on you, it's as if they were moving the yes line over the maybe zone or the end zone, ignoring your rich inner world and violating your individual freedoms and rights. Some decisions may be more important to you than others. Moving the line on should we have pizza for dinner may not upset you as much as moving on can I touch your butt? In a free and equal relationship, whoever moves the line is breaking the rules.
Oh, he just... What?
I can't...
What world is it living in? What's it trying to do? How's the government create these and go, we've nailed it?
I hope someone's been fired for this.
We've nailed it.
Can you imagine being in year 12, you've just turned 18, you know... And this is what your teacher rolls in to teach you about healthy and
And can you imagine the lack of respect the teacher's then going to get from the kids who are going to be taking the absolute mickey out of this?
Let alone being confused.
Yeah. And the teacher going, see you guys, the tacos and the milkshakes.
Pizza and the butts.
It's really sad.
It's really sad. And isn't it just indicative that the people in charge don't get it either?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so systemic.
And you see Scott Morrison just, I think about a week or two ago, speaking to Tracy Grimshaw going, you know, I've never come so far down this path of understanding. And Tracy Grimshaw's like, where have you been?
Where have you been?
Clearly still doesn't understand. But again, like if we were to look with very rose-coloured glasses thank goodness they're trying. But they're trying in the same way that like a five-year-old tries to draw a boat and it looks like a blob.
Yes. Like when we have so many experts in this field, so many groups campaigning, so many people who have
and it's such a sensitive topic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need people who know what they're bloody doing to be at the helm, and it's like they haven't consulted anyone.
Well, they have. This
who have they consulted?
They said that they have
the tacos and the milkshakes.
They said that they've consulted
Guzman
with the department.
Guzman and Gomez are not adequate experts.
Yeah, look, it's a wild ride.
The teachers, community and experts were all consulted about the content. They said that they would update and refine it, but they were reviewed by experts in the field and they were in line with the national curriculum.
Do you reckon the experts? Yeah, do you reckon the experts were all like, I don't get it. I don't get it either. Don't say you don't get it.
I know.
Brilliant.
Do you know who it was,
maybe.
I reckon? John Aiken.
Maths expert.
He's the expert on married at first sight with relationships.
Expert.
He's the guy.
Okay. Oh,
geez. Well, there you go. Thank you, government.
Did the DM work? Ooh. Did you slide into the DMs and did it pay off for you? I mean, what's this thing on my fourth finger on my left hand, boys?
Looks like an engagement ring to me.
Mm. That's right. You'll recall Angus originally slid into the DMs.
Yeah, DM slider.
We're toads married now. I mean, sometimes it works. Mm. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's creepy. Yeah. Sometimes your spelling and grammar and emoji use is, you know, unacceptable.
Yeah,
it's going to be prohibitive to further contact.
Absolutely. But Lizzo. I do my hair.
Yeah.
Has got the drunk DM trending because she is such an open book. We love Lizzo. She has taken to TikTok to reveal to her fans and the world that she drunk DM'd someone, and not just anyone. Chris Evans, who we know as Captain America from the Marvel series.
What?
Surely not.
Chris Evans, she's a big Captain America fan. She's a big Chris Evans fan. And this is dating back a few years. She's always been very open about liking a bit of the Evans action.
Yeah.
But most recently, she shared this thing on TikTok, don't drink and DM kids, because she posted this screenshot of what she DM'd Chris. See if you can translate this for me. Ducko, you're the emoji user of the team.
Yeah, hit me.
It was just three emojis.
Okay.
A puff of smoke.
Yep.
A handball player throwing a ball.
Oh.
And a basketball emoji.
Oh.
Can you translate that for us non-emoji users?
Handball throwing a ball, a basketball emoji.
And a puff of smoke.
Good luck with this one.
Yeah, smoke.
Just
like
quickly, while he dissects that, where does Chris Evans rank in the four Chrises, do you think?
To be honest?
Hemsworth, Pine,
third.
Pratt, and okay.
Third
Who's
for me.
Fourth?
Fourth is Pine.
Oh. Yeah, he's boring, Chris Pine.
Chris Pratt's got the funny. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, it's a bit chunky for my taste, but he's funny.
You've
and
got
Chris Hemsworth.
The guy from
but I can never forget in Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt. Yeah, you know, that's the Chris Pratt in my brain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chris Evans.
And as far as
Captain America's too clean and too clean cut for a superhero. Yeah.
I think she was meaning let's smoke, play some handball and shoot some hoops.
Mate, we've gone literal, okay? So there's no reading between the lines.
No, I think it's just pretty blunt. Lizzo loves her sport, you know what I mean?
Have a cigarette and then play two different kinds of ball
sports.
Love that. Well, this is the thing. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God. Let me show the world, but I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Don't be Lizzo. He replied. Uh-huh. Okay, now they're following each other. They're going to get married.
This is more emojis.
He wrote back, nah. He wrote
Eggplant, wrestle emoji.
he wrote back.
And then Ducko's analysis is, sorry to cut you off, Jess. They want to eat eggplants and then
wrestle.
Take up a wrestling discipline.
No, see, they're wrestling or something else, Gilly.
You don't get it. He wrote back, no shame in a drunk DM. Kissy face emoji.
Ooh.
God knows I've done worse on this app. Lol.
Oh.
The sparks are flying, guys. Lizzo and Chris Evans are going to be the new Hollywood power couple.
Well, there was that thing Chris Evans and a lot of the Avengers cast did recently where they, for some reason, they read out the Lizzo song Truth Hurts.
Oh, one of her originals, yeah.
This song's a bit funky. This is just a bit of Chris's part. It's not all of it cut up, but he did
that. My name's Chris. I just took a DNA test. Bling, bling. Then I solve them. And that's the sound of me not calling you back.
Oh.
I wonder if that's where the love affair began. Maybe. Lizzo saw this.
Yeah. Well, as we know.
He's so dull. Like, he couldn't even give that song a little bit of oomph.
Colin, he's Captain America. I mean, he's the good guy.
He is the good guy. Cap, we get stupid it. Shield. Yeah. And he's like, dumb half mask.
Yeah.
Get a full mask.
Yeah, what if someone punches you in the bottom half of the face?
I hate superheroes
that
aren't flawed.
Protecting.
You know, he needs to be a bit more flawed as
a superhero. Agreed. Yeah. Like Batman.
Batman. We could go on for days about
superheroes. We really could. Anyway, 131060, did the DM work? I mean, there's been no engagement from either Lizzo or Chris Evans at this point. However, wheels are in motion.
Yeah, yes. There's sparks flying, which will lead
Follow
to smoke
back.
And then handball. So, Zamba in Gilliston Heights, did the DM work for you?
It sure did. My partner and I both met at DEF CON just briefly through other friends. And then he came back to Newcastle from the night, and we ended up going out for a Sunday sesh, and we actually met again at the Cambridge. And then the next morning, he messaged me checking to see if I got home okay, and we've spoken every day.
Right, all thanks to the DM, because no one's given numbers these days.
No.
It's so
good. You got Insta, what's your handle?
What's your handle? Exactly. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing, Zamba. Also, shout out to the Cambridge.
Amy's in Port Stephens. did the DM work for you?
It did work for me, but for my partner, he slid into my DM 5 years ago, and we're still together and engaged.
What did he say, Amy? What was the first line he said?
Hey, you got a cute dog.
Dog chat.
It'll dog chat. Hook,
that's the
line
to someone's heart.
Sinker.
If someone says that to me about Pam, I'm like, I've got to reply.
Yes.
and it's safe because it's like... It's like flirting adjacent.
Yes.
It's not quite flirting.
You either compliment
like,
the pet or, like Angus did for me, offer me free tickets to something. Know your audience.
Bryn out of Newcastle, 131060. Did the DM work for you, Bryn?
It's no Chris Hemsworth, but...
Chris Evans.
I was at the crowd show and I was watching this like lumberjack and he was just gorgeous. And I was like, man, I really want to get to know this guy. So we took a photo and I... was like, oh, I need to, like, send the photo to him. So I sort of Instagram stalked him and found him and then was like, I have to send this photo to you. Now we're talking and hanging out.
Wait. You are talking to a lumberjack that you saw at the show?
Yeah.
That's like Jess's fantasy.
Lumberjack! Oh, my God. Is he in Newcastle, Bryn? Where's he in Sydney?
He's in, like, Munkerai, wherever that is.
Sure.
Very good.
Oh, my God, I love this story so much. Can we please host Bryn and Lumberjack's wedding and do some sort of forest theme?
Yeah.
Everyone, like, chops down their own log to sit on.
To sit on the log.
The ring is inside the middle of a really thick log.
He's going to cut it open and we'll sit there and watch.
Oh, my God, it all started.
Inside 60 seconds.
For a DM. Bryn, I love this story so much. I'm going to give you tickets for you and three mates to Reading Cinemas for a first-class entertainment experience. Head to Reading Cinemas Charlestown and good luck on your love story with the Lumberjack.
Oh, thank you.
Please keep us updated.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Let me live through you.
Yeah. Someone's very excited.
Maddie in Maryland, when did the DM work for you?
Hey, mate. So 3 years ago, I got a DM saying, I think I'm in love with you. And I said, there's nothing wrong with that. And now we're married and we've just had a baby 3 months ago.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Wait, you didn't know this woman who is now your wife?
Never met her in my life before, and I just got the DM, and I was like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And
first swipe.
Did she see you? Did she see you somewhere? Like to, you know, see you dancing at the club or something?
No, she just saw my profile picture.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm in love with you straight up.
You've got to put yourself out there, guys.
Yeah, 100%.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing, Maddie. And Jordan's in Cameron Park. Wrap this up for us, Jordan. When did the DM work?
For me, it was, I've known for a bit of a while that I had, like, siblings that I hadn't actually met yet, and I decided, nah, bugger it, I'm just going to shoot them a message, so I slid in there, and I was just like, hey, I'm your brother, let's bloody meet. And he was just like, yeah, sounds good. And about 3 months later, he came down to Newcastle, and yeah, had a great time.
Oh, my God. So you obviously knew their name. So you were able to track him down. But he was responsive to, hey, I'm your brother.
The DMs didn't find you love. They found you siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
My goodness.
So cool.
This is giving me hope for Lizzo and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Things happen starting with the DMs.
Yeah, I hope they're not brother and sister.
I hope they're not brother and sister. I doubt it.
Yeah.
No. They couldn't be.
They couldn't be. Maybe just do Ancestry.com just to be sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And you can pass if you're unsure. We'll come back to you if there is time. From Madawi today, it is Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
And is that short for Samantha, Samara, or surface-to-air missile?
Take your pick.
Okay, surface-to-air missile from Madawi. How are you feeling this morning?
Super excited.
I can't believe I got through. I've tried every day.
All right. Well, Sam, today's your lucky day, and you're working with my favourite letter girlfriend. It's J.
Oh, J for
Jess.
My husband.
Oh, very good.
His name's
all right.
Jess too.
Yeah. Sam, you're sounding a little bit muffled. Is it just me?
Yeah,
I want to really
muffled,
make sure you're nice and clear, babe. Take three steps to the left.
Yeah, get that phone off speaker.
I pulled over. I've got it right up to my ear. I'll try and shout.
Nice, good. Nice and clear. We don't want to miss anything. $10,000 on the line.
Okay.
Your time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter J, we need you to name a boy's name.
Jason.
A suburb.
Jasmine.
A music genre.
Jazz.
An item of clothing.
Jersey.
A dessert.
Jelly.
A stationary item.
Oh my goodness. Pass.
A type of chili.
Jalapeno.
An adjective.
Yellow.
A TV show.
Jerry Seinfeld.
A circus skill.
Oh, that was terrible.
Jeez.
You're on fire for the first five. $70 is all yours, though.
Oh, thank you.
So a journal was what you were looking for a stationary item, and then a TV show. I don't know if he has done a show just called Jerry Seinfeld. He's certainly got one called Seinfeld and Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Coffee.
That's what happened in your nervous.
Yeah.
You
well
did
though.
Very
jalapeno
well.
And jelly.
Who thinks of jalapeno?
Yeah.
Well done.
That was very, very good. A tough one there.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the money. And remember, S for Spray Tan Booths now included in the Planet Fitness Platinum membership. We are playing across today with Meg and Pez. 10K up for grabs tomorrow as well. It's our last week before we go on a little break.
Mm.
We need to give this away.
Come on.
We have to give it away.
I would really like to.
Yeah. Coming up next, guys, the government's done it again.
Oh, my God.
Been so
unrelatable.
Do we
have enough time to unpack these?
I don't know if we do.
The government's new ads on consent, which are sort of like comical.
Oh,
slapsticky.
My God. I'm waiting for someone to go, these were a joke. They weren't meant to be released.
Yeah. Or they accidentally released them 20 days too late on the 20th of April rather than the 1st.
On the 1st,
Scotty from marketing had a brain fart with these ones.
Oh, my God.
We're going to unpack it if you haven't heard it. It's very interesting. After Smash Mouth on Hit 106.9.